This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: if he can do it, I can too. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to my husband for 6 years now. Recently, I found out that he was cheating on me. He had nude photos of his side chick on his phone, and I saw all their text messages and even listened to all of his voicemail messages. He got really mean and defensive when he got exposed. He even told me that she was better in bed than I am, and I am the reason that he cheated. I let him have this woman on the side, and I go on about my business because I'm not leaving this house that I just fixed up. What's bad is that his side chick is married too, so I could blow up her marriage if I was an evil person. I keep my emotions in check by making love. You ready for this one? By making love to my stepson. My husband's son turned 22 in December. Yes. Okay. And I went to drop his birthday presents off at his apartment, and he came to the door in his boxers. It's like he knew what was up. He said he knows his dad is trash, and he wants to show me that all men aren't dogs. I told him he is not a man at all because he's barely legal. He said he could show me better than he could tell me. So I told him, let's do this. That young man has changed my whole outlook on sex. Because of what he does for me, I'm able to coexist in my loveless marriage. In a way, I want my husband to know that two can play that game, but it's his son, so that's tricky. My stepson is catching feelings, so I told him we need to go slowly because I'm not leaving his dad. Now I've got the son feeling some kind of way about us, in quotations. He wants more, and I can't give him that. I turned 30 in January, and I feel like society looks down on women that date younger men. What should I do? So this is what we're doing now for the get back. We're sleeping with our husband's sons. I mean, I understand you're hurt, but fooling around with his son is definitely not the answer. It's too close to home, and you know this could blow up the family. This could break up the entire family. I'm surprised that the son was so bold as to come on to you like that. But you guys are not that far apart in age, and he obviously doesn't like or respect his father. He said his father was trash. But have you thought this out? You know there's a double standard in life with women and men. You also know that two wrongs do not make a right. I understand you're hurt. Yes, he said some awful things to you, some very mean things to you, and at that time you had no defense. Now you do. I just think that there are a lot of men in the world. Why you gotta date his 22-year-old son? Why you gotta sleep with him? Could it be that you've been feeling some kind of way about his son anyway? now you guys are in this full-fledged relationship, and now the son is catching feelings and wants more, you say. But you don't want to leave your husband or your home because you just fixed that up. The son is going to let it out. You do know that. He's going to want to flex on his dad. So get ready to leave, because when your husband finds out, no matter what he's done, he won't forgive you. Men don't usually do that. Steve?
If he can do it, I can too. Okay, well, that can be your, that's obviously your attitude, and that's what you decided to do. Here's how it started. They've been married 16 years. I mean, they've been with you. He's been a husband for 6 years. Mm-hmm. So that means when you married this man, this boy that you with now, this young dude you with now, was 16. I'm just throwing out some numbers here. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm thinking, since this lady's 30 and her son-in-law, her stepson, is 22, I'm assuming that the father could have had the boy when he was 18 or 20. So if I'm doing some numbers here, the dad right now, if he had the boy, if he got a girl pregnant when he was 18, the dad right now is 40. If he got a girl pregnant when he was 20, the dad right now would be 42. So I'm just trying to get a little perspective of the numbers we're talking about here. So the boy was, he's 22 now. His dad is either 40 or 22. He could be older, but I know he's somewhere in there at least. So now you got this man that's 40, 42 years old and got this house y'all live in, and you was going through his phone and you found out that he's cheated. And, you know, you saw text messages, photos, nude pictures, voice messages, and he got mean and defensive when you exposed him. He even told me she was better in bed than I am, and I'm the reason he cheated. So now he gonna try the ultimate gangster move on you by trying to embarrass you, humiliate you, and make you the villain. Mm-hmm. You the reason. Okay. Then you said, I let him have his woman on the side, and I went on about my business because I'm not leaving this house that I just fixed up. Okay. So now that statement there lets me know that this house was probably in his name, which is one of the attracting reasons you went with this guy in the first place, because he had something. Now, you done went in there and fixed it up, and you not leaving the house you just fixed up because you don't have no rights to claim the house as yours. Most women who get cheated on by their husband will put the man out. Don't you come in here and come in this bed no more. But the paperwork ain't right yet. I just wanted to throw that out to you all before I come back and tell you what happened when she took the boy's birthday gift over there and he came to the door in his drawers.
Okay, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, if he can do it, I can too. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, if he can do it, I can too.
Well, you know what, I was going over this letter. This woman who's married to this guy that's a little bit older than her, because he has a 22-year-old son that just had a birthday. They've been married 6 years, which means the son-in-law in this letter, I mean the stepson in this letter, was 16 when she married the man. Probably knew him a year or two before they got married. So, been around it. Well, the boy done growed up now. And she was going through her husband's phone, found out he's cheating on her, found some nude pictures, text messages, voicemails, and all that. Confronted the guy. The guy turns around and says, this is your fault. She is better in bed than you, and you the reason I cheated anyway. So now he gonna just throw a double conundrum on you, make you think you the reason for it, and shame you like you ain't good enough. So then, but you said you gonna let him go on and have his little side chick, and you went on about your business because you're not leaving this house that you done fixed up. Obviously, your paperwork ain't on it, so all you did was decorate the house. So anyway, and you say in the letter, I keep my emotions in check by making love to my stepson.
Wow. What? Wow.
Now, just threw that out in the middle of the damn letter. And then this is the story. My husband's son turned 22 in December, and I went to drop by his birthday presents off at his apartment, and he came to the door in his boxers. It's like he knew what was up. Lady, first of all, this is a 22-year-old young man. Why you got to bring his birthday gifts over to his apartment to drop them off? You don't think that little boy's ears went back? Oh, she want to come over here and drop off the gifts. And easily, hey, next time you over here with your dad's, we have some gifts for you. Now, I'm going to bring them over to your apartment. Young Buck came up in there drawers on, just drawers. He said he knows his dad's dad is trash, and he wants to show me that all men ain't dogs. I told him he's not a man at all, because he's barely legal. He said he can show me better than he can tell. We're going to call, his nickname is going to be Jackrabbit. Jackrabbit.
JR.
Went up in here because at 22, let me tell you something. It ain't that they can last. It's just they can just keep coming back over and over. They the Energizer Bunny. That's why we're going to call him Jackrabbit. Mm-hmm. So now he done changed your whole view of sex now. And now, because of what he does for me, she says, I'm able to coexist in my loveless marriage. In a way, I want my husband to know that two can play this game. Mm-hmm. What?
That's what she said.
But it's his son. Mm-hmm. So that's tricky. It's way past tricky, lady.
Right.
It's way. Yeah, no, first of all, you tricky. Uh-huh. Your husband tricky. And the son tricky. So three tricky ass people is in here tricking each other. That's all. Tricky, 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 tricky. So now, my stepson is catching feelings, which means you done been over there over and over and over. And I told him we need to go slowly because I'm not leaving his dad. Because first of all, you're not moving out this big ass house to go over there in that little ass apartment with that refrigerator and that flat screen TV. Now, he done put together four IKEA. Yeah. See, he done put together four IKEA. Yeah, that's what it is. He done put together four IKEA desk chairs
okay.
in a row, and that's his sofa.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And he done took a blanket and covered that. You're not finna go over there with that. Now I got his son feeling some kind of way of us, and he wants more, and I can't give him that. I turned 30 in January, and I feel like society looks down on women that date younger men. What should I do? Lady, what should you do? Well, I don't care what you do. You do know this is going to blow up in everybody's face.
Yeah.
Your husband is a cheater. Your husband, and then he's manipulative. So now he's trying to make you think it's your fault. Mm. Your get back. Look, I understand the get back move. Two can play that game. Mm-hmm. But of all the men out here, the man's son. Oh. But then his son and his dad ain't got no kind of relationship because them trifling. Everybody in this letter trifling. There is no good person in this letter, including you. And now we can't give you no good advice because there's no good can come of anything. You've told this boy you're going to keep coming over there knocking his brains back in his head, but you're not leaving his daddy.
Right.
Because you done fixed up the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's
all it. Y'all got a real low set of standards.
Yeah. But her
I
issue.
I can't help you.
Her issue is that she feels like society looks down on women who date younger men.
That's that ain't her problem. Issue.
Yeah, I'm saying that's her problem.
That's what your problem is. You're in a bad marriage and you chose to make it worse by sleeping with the man's son.
Come on.
You could have went to work and picked any one of them guys and they'd have volunteered to help you out.
Yeah. Yeah.
This All is right. a series of bad choices.
Bad decisions. You're right.
And there's All nothing right. I can do for you. And I really don't care. Please write us back.
And let us know how it goes.
Yeah, when they find out the father. So.
All right, you can comment on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Also, check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.